This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are yet again ranked, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's Aim on the mic, and, you know, we're fine with the Pokemon games that we did. We might differ here now.
Potentially. I don't know. It depends how, like, deep the deep cuts here.
But how well we know each other. So apparently, I was surprised with Pokemon. We're on the same wavelength.
This is doing stuff for us. This is
doing. We're bonding. You know, who needs team building when we can just rank our childhood shows?
Yeah, you know, there's going to have to be an episode where we just absolutely disagree.
Yeah, it has to be. One of these days.
One of these days. But before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are here today to rank the Nickelodeon shows. We have a whole wide assortment here, a decent amount of shows, cartoons, live action stuff, some newer stuff. So God forbid, you know, we haven't seen it. There's also really old stuff here.
Yeah. And those who don't know, who didn't watch the cartoon one. So the newer shows, we both agree to put it in D tier because we know nothing about it. To make it fair, there's no option on this chart to make it to say don't know. So,
yeah, I mean, like, we can put the bottom tier as trash, like, just shows we haven't watched either. So yeah. Trash is where we put the shows. Let's label it the recycling bin because, you know, we might come around to it. But
no, we're not. We're too old for that now.
Now, the list starts off strong.
It does. It really does.
Like, talk about absolute
bangers.
Like Nickelodeon. Let's start off with Drake and Josh. I think that's excellent.
Yeah, I agree. I enjoyed it. You would have smirked too. I just said that to you. Like,
I was like, come on, say it, please. Zoe 101, excellent.
I never really got into watching it, but yeah, I'll see it. I'll get why people liked it. Excellent.
I wanted to go to PCA my whole life.
I thought PCA was a real college, and I was like,
you and me both. I was like, please.
Just like how the show Victorious, which I don't think it's on here, but we'll do that after.
I've seen it.
No, it's not there. Anyway, I thought Victorious' high school was a real place too.
It's right there.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Maybe. No. I don't know. Yeah, I'm surprised it's not on there. Oh well. We'll put it up there eventually.
Yeah.
The next show is iCarly. Excellent.
Yeah. It made me realize I had a crush on Megan and College Girls.
Yeah. Rugrats.
Excellent. I enjoyed it.
Not even a question. SpongeBob, excellent. Cat Dog.
A cat and a dog.
Did you watch this show, or is this kind of like?
I did. No, I watched it.
I can go great.
I can go great as well.
You know, it reminds you of you and me. You know, we're attached by our butts together, and we do our podcast.
Wait, why are you going to make it weird?
Because I have to. Hey, Arnold. I can go great.
Talk about the ultimate simp in Helga.
Like, yeah.
A bully, but like with simp from without anyone knowing.
Yeah, very much so.
I would say great. Have you seen the movie, the recent one that came out a couple years ago?
I have not.
It's when you finally meet Harold's parents, but I don't know if this is the Mandela effect again, but I'm pretty sure we saw his parents in the show. I can't call. But anyway, yeah.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I'm going to let this give to you because I never seen this.
I think it's good. You know, nothing too crazy. I remember this show. Clarissa Explains It All.
I do not remember this at all.
I didn't care for it, so I'm going to throw it in the trash.
All right.
Kenan and Kel. Excellent to me.
I gotta look this up. Kenan. K-E-N-A-N.
Yep. And Kel.
If I look at it, maybe... Oh, Snoop
Dogg.
Yeah. Okay, I know these guys. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amanda
Show.
Excellent. I always wanted to be on that show.
You and me both. Angry Beavers. I can go great, because it's kind of on the same level as Cat Dog.
No. This has to be excellent, just because... Have you listened to the Lost episode of it, the final episode?
I have not.
I'll send it to you. It's a must-watch.
I'll have to check it out. Not even debating this. Fairly Odd Parents, excellent. The more I watch that show, because I've been sending you clips and like the things that Cosmo says, it's like he like at one point there was an episode where he was talking to somebody and he's like, "Why would you ruin your world and add a woman to it?" It's like they said that stuff in children's shows. Like how do you even do that? And this is where things get obscure. If I remember this correctly, this is the Lil Romeo show.
What's it? Is it called Lil Romeo?
Called Romeo.
Called Romeo? R-O-M-O?
R-O-M-E-O.
R-O-M-E-O. Nickelodeon. See. 2003. Yeah, I did not watch this at all.
So I'm going to go trash with that. The Brothers Garcia, I don't remember this at all.
The Brothers Garcia, you said?
Yeah.
I gotta look. So I'm gonna get Brothers. Come on, Google. Brothers. The internet doesn't trust. It came up now.
Yeah. Did not watch it. Mr. Meaty.
Put that in excellent.
Nightmare Fuel, but yes. The X's. I think I recall this show. I think it was watchable.
The X's, Nickelodeon. I remember this. I just never watched. I don't know. I did watch it. I'll put it at what is the option? I'll put it at good.
Okay. Cat Scratch. I can go great with that.
Yes. Did you ever play the Nickelodeon game of that?
I have not played the game.
Oh, so good. Me and Joe used to play that in high school all the time still on my laptop.
Kid. I'm looking at the next show. I don't know what this show is.
I don't know. Let me see. Give me a second.
Oh, no. It's called Breadwinners. Oh, this is like one of those new, like this would be the Steven Universe era of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yep.
I'm going trash.
Not because it's bad, we just haven't seen it.
Yeah. Rabbids Invasion, never seen it.
I seen it. It wasn't for me, but I could see it being watchable. Wait, hold on. Wait. I figured out how we could put this on. Rabbit Invasion.
I know what the rabbits are. I've seen them in the Mario games.
Yeah. Apparently, they did good. It had 4 seasons.
Okay, so we'll go watchable.
All right, wait. Let's go back to Breadwinners real quick. This can help us. This can help us determine. We'll come back. Well, you know what? We'll come back at the end. I'll look it up at the end.
Yeah. Planet Sheen. I didn't think this show needed to exist because I don't think Sheen needed his own show.
But
I can give it a good.
Have you watched it?
Yes, I did.
I hit it. I really did. I would put it trash.
Okay, I'm willing to accept that.
You know how many ratings it got?
Yeah, it probably got like a 2.
Yeah, 2.9 out of 10.
Yeah, I can see that. The Adventures of Pete and Pete. I do not remember this show.
I do not remember this one at all.
Yeah. No. As Told by Ginger. I remember the show. I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't like it, but whatever you want
to. I'll put good.
Okay.
Pop Clips. I feel like I've heard about this. I feel like I've seen it. I got to uncover all these core memories. Pop Clips. Never mind. It was in the 80s. Did not see this.
Hold on. Pop Clips.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to go trash.
Yeah, no. I want to see the rating. I only did one season.
Yeah, no. Oh, this is my show. This is my show. Ah, Real Monsters. It's the dude, like the monster that had the eyeballs in his hand.
I did not like this. I can go great. I was going to say trash.
All right, I'll meet you in the middle and say good.
Okay.
My Life as a Teenage Robot. I can go excellent.
I can say watchable.
Really?
Watchable.
Oh, I like that show too much, but I'll go that. Naked Brothers Band. Excellent.
I remember this one. I'll just say good. Bro. You want me in the middle? You want me in the middle to do great?
Rosalina had me in a chokehold like Rhea Ripley does now back in the day.
Oh my god, stop.
I'm just saying, Rosalina was the OG crush back in the day.
Rosalina was in the show?
Well, Rosalina, that was like the chick in the band who's like the lead singer. Yeah, no. Henry Danger. That's like a newer show. I didn't watch
this. Henry Danger. Let's see the ratings because I have it up right here. Really? Henry. Like it's spelled Henry Danger ratings. There we go. 5 out of 10. On 5. So you want to do watchable?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what is it? Thundercats?
No, Thundermans.
Done. That's new. That's same. These are the same cinematic universe as that's also 5 out of 10.
All right, so we'll do watchable.
Yeah.
No debate. Don't even talk to me. Big Time Rush, excellent.
Before One Direction was a thing. Excellent. Yeah, I'll put it excellent.
Of course. The Fred Show, I'm going to go trash because I did not like Fred.
I did not like Fred at all.
ATV. Haven't seen this.
Haven't seen it? No, I did not either.
So we'll go right to the trash. Lip Sync Battle Shorties. I don't know what this is, but I assume it's kind of like when Lip Sync Battle was like a huge thing back, like a couple of years back. I'll put it in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay. All Grown Up.
I remember. You seen this?
I remember this show vividly. I can go watchable. I didn't really think it was needed.
I'd say good.
Okay. I'll go good with that. Naked Brothers Band on that level. Wild Thornberries. Excellent. Donnie, Nigel Thornberry. I mean, come on. It don't get better than that.
I only liked it getting with whatever that kid was.
You want to meet and say great? Jimmy Neutron, excellent. Don't even start.
How much you want to hate me today?
Don't. If it's anything lower than great.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You're giving me a heart attack over here, buddy. Rocket Power. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL.
You might hate me on this one now.
I'll go great.
Something trash.
You are. This is my thing. This is my thing. I'm going to put in an excellent. I'm using it. Okay. I can't put Rocket Power in the trash.
I mean, no shot. We can put good.
No.
No.
No. Great or excellent.
I can't put it great. I could do good.
Nope. That's where it stands. Oh, your show is here, by the way. I see it right there.
Yeah, I see it.
Sam and Cat, the spinoff of Victorious and iCarly.
Which is weird.
Watchable? I didn't think it was that good.
I could do trash.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
I could do trash.
Victorious.
Excellent. I enjoyed it. Like I said.
Yeah. Invader Zim. I love this show.
Good?
Oh, damn you.
Can you do me in good? Were we going to put it? I could do great.
I'll go great.
Okay.
I would go excellent, but I couldn't let Rocket Power slide like that.
I really didn't care for it.
I love Chalk that show. Chalk Zone? I can do good.
Watchable?
Okay. Yeah, didn't care for it too much. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I'm surprised you say, I didn't watch it. You watched it, so I'll give this to you.
I'll go excellent.
All right.
This is the game show era, man. Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon Arcade? I don't remember what this is about.
Well, why did Nickelodeon have all the good shows before we were gone?
Yeah, right?
Before we were gone, before we were born. Wait a minute, pause. Nickelodeon Arcade game show. 1992, 2 seasons, 7 out of 10.
So watchable?
Yeah, I'll say watchable. I was just curious when this came out.
Yeah, it looks like the older, like before us. The Loud House. I don't remember this one.
It's kind of newish. On a Loud House. Yeah, kind of newish. Why are you putting that there? Oh, because it's before our time.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm weeding out like the ones I know are way before us.
Loud House. Run the ratings on this. Got 7 out of 10. So good.
Okay, we'll do good.
Good. Not from ours, because this is what IMDb is telling us.
Mighty B.
I did not care for this.
Yeah. Trash?
Yeah, trash.
Back at the Barnyard. I liked the movie, didn't like the show.
I would have watched, as a kid, I would have watched it if it was on TV, so watchable.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Oh, Frank.
Kevin.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. Please. Please. I got two. No. Where is it? I don't know. Yeah. Don't do this to me, though. Please.
Kevin.
Avatar
Kevin.
The Last Airbender.
Kevin. I'm going to put in excellent.
Put in an excellent?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to.
Oh, and I want you to sweat a little bit. Be like, make me.
Legend of Korra.
I could do good or watchable.
I'll do good. I liked it. Dude Perfect Show. I know him on YouTube, but.
Who are they on YouTube?
They do like trick shots and stuff like that. I don't know how they made a
Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it wasn't Ned. The guy who does Ned. That's why he was on that. 6 out of 10.
So watchable.
Yeah, watchable.
I don't know. Skate something. I have no clue. That's trash.
That's trash. You trashed it. El Tigre.
I remember this show, El Tigre.
I remember this. This is the same time when Cartoon Network was doing Lucha Libre.
Yeah, you need that rival. I can go good.
I would do good. Also, Skate 8, Pastor Time.
Okay. Doug. I like Doug. I thought that was a good show.
I did not care for Doug.
I'll go watchable.
Okay.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Go down. I want to see something.
I don't think there's anything like that'll, you know.
I don't know. They might. Thinking. Where would you put it?
I would put it at good or great.
I would do great.
I'm willing to put it higher, but.
I wouldn't put it on excellent.
How about All That?
I don't know, this is your show.
I think this is my show.
Didn't you like All That?
I did like All That. I'll go great. Good.
I can do good.
Robot and Monster. I don't know this show either.
This came out in 2012. 5 out of 10, it's watchable.
All right. Sanjay and Craig. Don't know what that is.
That sounds so funny. So also sounds like a wrestling tag team. Sanjay and
Sanjay, and Craig.
Yeah. Sounds like a tag team. I remember the show, yep. In 2016, I remember it. Trash, 4 out of 10.
Okay, trash. Sanjay and Craig.
I remember Fanboy and Chum Chum.
I do, too.
It was all farts. It was all...
So what are we feeling on...
Looking back, it's a trash show. But I watched it, so I'll say watchable.
Fair enough. Monsters versus Aliens. Love the movie. Didn't like the show.
I never watched the show, so I'll just put whatever you want.
I'll put it in the trash.
Okay.
What? Did that say 100 Dudes of Eddie McDowd?
100 Deeds, not Dudes.
Oh, I was going to say, what the heck kind of show they got on there?
2002. It was the final episode. First episode was 1999.
Okay.
It got 7 out of 10.
Ooh, so watchable?
Yeah, what? Oh, no, I think higher than watchable. Oh, see, you know, watchable. 7 out of 10. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I feel like this show is on here twice, so I'm just going to put one of them over here. Unfabulous. I like this show. It had a good theme song, too. I can go watchable, though. It's better on Fabulous. It was a good show. The next show up, the absolute banger of Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
If anything needed a sequel, it should have been this show.
I'm going to say excellent, by the way. Yeah, you ain't putting it anywhere else.
I don't know. Okay.
Great?
No, excellent.
I'm about to say, geez. Ren and Stimpy.
Where would you put this?
I put it at good.
Let me see the rest of the shit.
There ain't nothing that I know of that you would like.
I'm gonna use my veto and put it at excellent.
Oh, I'm willing to put it at excellent.
Okay, then all right, I won't use my veto then. All right, never mind.
See, I'm willing.
You're a reasonable man.
Ninja Turtles, haven't seen this one.
But you like the Turtles, though.
I do, but not that much. Throw it in the trash. Roundhouse.
Rondo Roundhouse?
Potentially.
Let's see, hold on. Roundhouse. This seems like your show.
It seems like my show.
1992.
Before our time.
It ended at December 24th, 1986. On Look at Christmas. That.
I was born in July, though, so ha ha ha. Jagger Eaton's Mega Life. I do not remember this.
Me neither.
So, right to the trash. Yeah. With
Tough Puppy.
Tough Puppy.
I remember the show, and I love it because Jerry Springer played Tough Puppy.
So, I will pass this to you, then.
I would do good.
Good. Good, good, good. Get that up there.
Only because Jerry was there, and I loved him as Crazy Steve and Spencer.
All right.
H2O, I remember this commercial always coming on Nickelodeon.
And I watched this show. This is the show.
You watched it?
I will fully admit, I watched H2O.
Oh,
and let me tell you, I had no business watching it, but I did watch it. So...
What made you watch it? You're like, oh, I'll watch it.
Pretty much. I go good. Because they were Australian. Maybe that's where the Rhea Ripley thing started.
She's not Australian, is she?
She's from Australia.
No, her boyfriend's Australian.
No, she is too.
No.
I'm convinced.
No.
Mommy is from...
I thought you were going to type a words in the one. Where is mommy from? Rhea.
Yeah, Gold Coast, Australia.
Shut the fuck up.
See, I know where mommy's from. H2O, just add water. I'll add watchable because I don't remember it, but I remember the pretty girls and yeah.
That's all you did. And they were wet.
Yes. Oh, this show, Action League Now. I watch this show like crazy.
It's just I don't remember, so I'll give it to you.
I'll go good. Go good. Oh, wait.
Wait. Where are you putting that? Why are you putting that there?
I grabbed the wrong one, my friend. Oh, no. Where'd it go?
Oh, no.
Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Good. Double Dare.
I don't remember this show.
Double Dare? The Aggro Crag? How do you not remember this? Oh, no, that's Guts with the Aggro Crag. Double Dare, like Double Dare 2000, all that stuff. I'm going to go good.
Oh, I remember this now. This is where they added the slime and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking?
Where are you willing to put it?
I'll put it at good.
Okay, I see that.
School of Rock. I don't think this is the movie. I think this is like the weird spinoff show.
Let's see. School of Rock.
Because the Jack Black movie, I get that, but.
Yeah, this is also 2016. I think it's just like an imitation of it. Like a new.
Yeah, so right in the trash with you. But Ugly Martians. I feel like I remember this.
Yeah, isn't it you?
Yeah, it is. I'll go good.
But Ugly Martian. This was in 2001. Yeah, I vaguely remember the show.
Yeah. And finally, to end this list.
Hot take alert.
Uh-oh.
Hot take alert.
It's Danny Phantom.
Watchable.
Are you sure?
No, excellent.
I'm about to say, damn, you have no taste at all in what you watch. Jeez, this is... The Hall of Fame is obviously the excellent tier, which is jam-packed with good stuff. Rocket Power deserves to be there, sir. That's all I'm saying.
No, it doesn't.
But what you could do is watch more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Lowdown, Get Comfy Game Break every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
Game of the mic. Rocket Power does not belong there, I may say.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.